Hi everyone, it's Sophie. We're doing something a little bit different this episode.
Okay.
Are you familiar with the term ghosting?
No.
Okay, I'm gonna define it for you. Okay.
This is my friend Ellen. We've known each other since we were 4 years old.
It's like when you are like done with a relationship and you don't like, instead of like being like, I'm done with the relationship, you just sort of disappear. It's called ghosting. It's a phenomenon.
Is it?
Yeah.
A couple of years ago, she met a guy on the Hinge app. I asked her to explain a little bit about why she liked him.
It just felt so good to be around him. I remember he just made me feel so warm and so comfortable. I really wasn't used to the kind of like considerate little gestures that he did, you know, things that are kind of maybe traditional to a certain kind of dating, like picking me up in a car to take me out to dinner or walking me home or even just like the good morning texts. The other thing that really struck me for some reason was that he didn't push for sex at all, like ever. We didn't have sex until probably 6 dates in, and that might not seem crazy, but it was the first time I had ever experienced a situation where the guy didn't just kind of go straight to sex. And I don't know, I just interpreted that to mean that he really was serious about me.
But it turns out she was wrong. They had been dating for about 3 months when things started to feel off. Something had changed, and she couldn't put her finger on it.
And then he ghosted me. He didn't respond to my texts or my calls. He never said, I'm breaking up with you. He never gave me a reason. He was just gone.
But not everyone calls it ghosting. Some people call it something different.
What's your word for it?
It's called a hard fade. There's a soft fade, and there's a hard fade.
Okay, what's the difference?
Soft fade, you kind of have a little bit of contact. Hard fade is you just bounce. Like, it's fucked up. Oh, it's totally fucked up. And it fucks you up eventually. Like, everything that you were, like, leaving, it'll catch up to you. So, hard fades are dumb.
What would you characterize as what you did?
The hard fade.
Welcome to the Zoo, a podcast miniseries about online dating. And now, a podcast where a woman sticks a mic in her ex's face and asks him to explain himself.
Like, do you have an idea, why it feels shitty? Like, to be the recipient of a hard fade?
Or ghosting.
Whatever.
Why it feels shitty?
Yeah.
Oh, there's a lot of questions probably left. You know, it's like that, it's a really corny breakup line. It's not me, it's you. So you say that, right? Like,
it's not you, it's me.
It's not you,
like,
it's me.
Like, if I'm breaking up with you, I would say it's not you, it's me.
Exactly. So it's like, it's my problem, but you think it's your problem. But really, it's my problem, right?
So you're right, that like, when you're on the receiving end of the hard fade, you like there are like a ton of questions that just sort of like build up.
Yeah.
So I kind of wanted to talk about some of those, if that's okay.
Sure.
So like a big question that I had initially was like, just was I totally wrong about what we were doing? Like, just like, did I completely miss the mark about like what kind of relationship it was, you uh-huh. know? Because I wasn't, you know, it was, honestly, it was early, and I wasn't, like, in a rush to, like, define it or, like, meet your parents. But I, like, had assumed that you were, like, serious about me. And then when it happened, I was like, am I an idiot? Like, did I totally misread this? So I was wondering, like, what, like, was I wrong?
I mean, I'm sure at some point it felt like it could head that way. And I'm sure I was on board and that you were on board. But I've often thought that's my, like, my flaw in my, like, my dating, like, personality, my dating game, is that, like, I've referred to it as, you know, like a cat's dick has like burrs in it, and so when it and, like, goes into like a female cat, it, like, tears it all up, and like I feel like a little bit when I start like seeing someone, like I come on strong and like dig the claws in as a way to like, I don't know, just like establish that relationship. And I think I do that like way too quick. Like, I don't think I need to do it, and I can like take a second. And now that I think of it, it's like, now that I think of it, it's just seems ultimately more bogus. That, like, to just like block someone off that like you really, really made feel for you. Like, that's just shitty. So for that, I'm sorry.
So why did you do it?
When you asked me this interview, I thought about it for like maybe like probably maybe like a day. I was like trying to think like why. Okay. I remembered the point that I was gonna bring up. Okay, so you just got your hair cut, and my friend was telling me this tale a few weeks earlier about he and his girlfriend at the time. She was like messing around with him while they were like about to have sex, and like she has this voice that she can put on, and like it makes him like immediately like soft. This one time she did it, like it just totally like threw him off and like creeped him out and made him like question his like sexuality. And I was like, that's I want to say that I got a dose of that at one point
with the short hair.
Ooh. Yeah, with the short hair, and then with like it was like okay. Yeah, when I get my hair cut and like really short in the back, it's got this like interesting like texture to it. And like it was like the same thing, and I don't know, it freaked me out a little bit. And so, yeah, I think feelings were changing at that point, and that was like the catalyst to be like, I'm running.
Okay, I'm a little confused. Can you explain what's going on here? Like, what is he talking about?
Yeah, so it definitely doesn't make a lot of sense. But the best way that I think I can understand it is that, well, first of all, I have really short hair, I guess sort of what you would call a boy's haircut. And one night, like right after I got a haircut, we were hooking up, and he put his hand on the back of my neck, and he felt, I guess, like the stubble that is there right after a haircut. And it felt a little bit like his own neck, and kind of by extension, it kind of felt like he was making out with a boy.
But does it make sense to you? Like, does it make sense? Okay, so maybe it makes sense that, like, he didn't want to date you for this weird reason, but does it make sense to you after that explanation why he just disappeared?
I mean, definitely in the moment, you know, after he told me that, I still had a ton of questions. It wasn't like totally resolved for me. And it's not every day that you get to stick your microphone in your ex's face and ask them questions about kind of what's going through their head. So I kind of held him there for a while longer and made him keep answering my questions. I guess I want to know, what I'm trying to do as much as possible, if you're willing, is to like get into your head at the time that it happened.
So like almost 1 year ago?
Yeah. Like, did you ever go, oh, I just did this thing, and I imagine that Ellen feels really bad right now.
No, I don't think there was much empathy at the time that I was doing it. I mean, my heart faded you. So I don't think there's empathy or compassion in that moment.
Was it just like out of sight, out of mind?
Yeah, probably.
Like, what do you think made it possible for you? Can you do that with like most people that you've dated? Are you able to just be like, I don't think about you anymore?
I don't think that's ever been a trend for me, being able to just like stop thinking about someone. And even with you, it was like I only stopped thinking about you for like 2 months, let's say, and then, you know, you crept back in, but in like an overall theme.
And as much as you can remember, like, what was the thought process? Was it like, damn, I think I fucked up, or damn, maybe I should call, or like, what, like, do you know, do you remember?
Definitely was a little bit more, I keep saying abstract, but it's like in the sense,
that makes sense though.
Okay, it was in the sense that like it wasn't so much like you as a person, but like you is like one of like many in this series of just like shorter relationships, and how I treated people and how it left me kind of just in the same place that I'd like started.
Yeah, I was
much more selfish about it. Like I was feeling sorry for myself because I had done these things.
Did you ever, like, was there ever a moment when you were like, maybe I should apologize?
Nah, I mean, that never factored in my mind to apologize.
I don't know, so it just, like, it sounds like there's this hilarious, like, brain divide with us, where, like, none of it makes sense to me, but, like, I don't think that you're gonna have an answer that, like, is ever gonna make sense to me. You said, like, I was your first friend that you had made, like, since coming back from school, which is cool, but I guess, like, I don't understand. Do you think that, like, being friends with someone means that you care about them?
Obviously. Like, you care about the person if you're friends with them.
Okay, so, and I really, like, I profoundly want you to understand that, like, this, I'm not, like, trying to attack you.
No, I don't know.
But, okay, I just fundamentally don't understand how it's possible to be friends with someone and therefore care about them. And then also ghost them and not think about them for months. Like, how is that possible?
It's been easy for me to go through with the decision, but hard for me to live with that decision, but also easy for me to decide.
Right.
And I think in the case with you, it's really easy to decide. It was really easy to go through with it, and it was really easy to live with it.
Getting this answer from him, how do you feel about what happened?
So I remember right after the interview was over, I actually felt really good. It was almost like I was on a high. But since then, the more I think about this interview, the more it makes me actually really sad, not because I still feel hurt by him and not because I still want him in any way. It makes me really sad that he thinks like this. I think, you know, I've always had a baseline assumption that the people who are in your life, you know, whether it's a casual sexual partner or a close friend, that you should care about them and that you should have consideration for their feelings and have some responsibility if you do something to hurt them. It makes me really sad that Kane just fundamentally doesn't feel that way and that I don't think he's alone. I haven't really dated much since Kane, and it's not because he like scared me off exactly, but it also is true that I do wonder if, you know, I start dating again, if I'm just going to encounter more people who seem so sweet and seem so considerate, and then underneath all that, they just, like, don't really see any need to care about anyone around them.
Thank you to Ellen for reporting that story. Like I said, Ellen and I have been friends since we were 4 years old. I made a short video about our 20th anniversary. It's part of a new community art project all about female friendship. It's called All the Women We Have Loved. Go to allthewomenwehaveloved.com and look for the video called The 20th Year. Thank you to Nancy Rosenbaum for editing help on this episode. You can find details about the music in the show notes. And tell me your online dating story. Record it on your smartphone and send it to azoopodcast@gmail.com. Thanks.